Now, welcoming a dog into your home is something very special, as those of you who have done it will know. And there are genuine reasons why someone might want to sell a pup or a dog. It's really important to know why the owner is giving up that animal. And to tell us what we should be looking out for, I'm joined on the line by dog behaviour expert Kathleen Murray. Kathleen, good morning to you. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Claire.
So this is really important for people who are looking at a second-hand pup or a dog that is either for sale or being offered to them. You need to do a lot of investigation as to why that pup is being offered.
Yes, that's true, because you very seldom ever see a dog being given up for good behaviour. So you have to look at, is there issues? Have they just not worked with the puppy? Is the puppy now just one of those overexcitable, rambunctious, overgrown pups that will jump on everybody and pull on the lead and do all the things? You know, raising a puppy is a big responsibility, and it starts from the very first day. So you have to look at, has the previous owners done any work with this dog? Does this dog have issues? Has it growled at somebody in the family? Has it bitten a child in the family? Has it, you know, there's lots of things that you have to look out for. Was it destructive at home? You know, and from my experience, I would say that very seldom do you ever get the truth about pups like that, because if people want to pass on a dog, they tend to make it sound a lot better than it is.
And you need to meet that dog.
Yeah, you do. I think it's good to go and meet the dog. And this is not the dog's fault. We're not talking about bad dogs here. We're not talking about, you know, we're just talking about some dogs that just haven't learned things properly, or some dogs that have picked up things the wrong way around. And haven't been dealt with, because people just see them as, oh, they're growling now, they're doing this now, let's get rid of the dog, you know. And then somebody else has taken on that responsibility. Somebody else is now going to have that on their family.
And how hard is it to address that? You know, if you get a second-hand dog, for want of a better word, that hasn't had basic training or has some of the problems that you've told us about, Kathleen, can you reverse that? Can you put the work in and train them?
Well, you can, but what you're inheriting there basically is a dog that needs an awful lot of work. Now, if you take a basic puppy, it'll also need a lot of work, but at least you know what you're teaching it from the first day. You know how you're bringing it up. But when somebody else has had the puppy for a while, that puppy will have learned things, a lot of things, maybe not the right things. And so people sometimes are more money oriented than they are like looking at the actual pup and the personality. So if people want to move the dog on, they tend to advertise them and sell them and things like that. And to me, that's just wrong, because if you haven't put the work in and you're now selling an animal that has half grown and it now has issues, then you're actually being very irresponsible handing that on to somebody else. Mm-hmm. It's your issue to deal with. You know, you should actually get some help yourself and sort of help to work it out, because a lot of these issues are not that difficult to deal with.
Yeah, and particularly if the dog has been aggressive towards a child or even gone so far as to have bitten a child. I mean, that is grossly irresponsible to try and pass that dog on.
It is, and you really must tell people, because it's not that, you know, a young dog can do it because they're scared, maybe. Maybe they were grabbed unexpectedly. Maybe they were asleep and they got a shock, somebody grabbed them. You don't know the reasons for it, but it doesn't mean that it's a bad dog. It can be worked with. But, you know, if you pass that on, then even if you pass it on to a person living alone or grandparents or whatever, where there's no child, children may come to visit, a friend might come over with a child. Children are attracted to dogs mostly. And so that could be a huge accident waiting to happen. And it's very irresponsible to hand a dog like that on to somebody else. You really need to work with it and take responsibility for, you know, what you've created yourself. Because, you know, it's seldom, as I say, the dog's issue.
So it's very much buyer beware, Kathleen. And as we said, you need to meet the dog at the very least, but you need to spend a fair amount of time getting to know that dog before you commit to bringing him or her home.
Yes, that's true. You definitely need to know what you're bringing into your home, and it takes time to get to know that. And I mean, breeders have a huge responsibility as well to socialise puppies properly, because the window for socialisation finishes around 12 weeks. And, you know, a lot of puppies don't even start to go to their new home until that age, you know, between 8 weeks and 12 weeks. Okay. And then they're getting vaccinations, you know, and things. So
all right,
socialisation should start early.
Kathleen, we're going to leave it there for today, but we'll have you back on very soon. And I know lots of people have questions for Kathleen, and we'll get to those the next time our dog behaviour expert is back with us on the programme. But that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Today's programme was produced by Niamh Lyons, researched by Emma Cawley. Our broadcast coordinators, Louise Kerr-Ross and Tommy O'Sullivan, was on sound. Back with you tomorrow at 10. Now, though, it's over to Ronan.